was just saying Royal Caribbean did a great job. They treated us right. They were very
They basically did nothing negligent. I mean, everything was fine. It's did a great job. The crew was great. I never felt in danger at any time. I mean, it was an experience, but hey, you know, I know I'm not supposed to say this, guys. Sorry. Shit happens. but that's basically the end of it, so.
How long did you wait for your flight? Because I heard
about 2 hours. We got delayed about 2 hours due to customs and stuff like that. Some paperwork didn't match up, so nothing.
Tell us about the trip. Was it special occasion, or I mean, what's happened
this,
to your trip?
This is a trip that we've been planning for about 7 years, so of course we go on it. It was fun, you know, hey, we got the experience, but, you know, once again.
With the other problems that cruise lines have had in the past couple of months, did you think about this twice before?
Negative. Yeah. No. It's, you know, it happens. It's a complete fluke that the ship caught on fire, but
And we'll go again.
What was it like when you first heard the notification early in the morning that things were wrong? What happened?
Nothing really. I mean, I happened to get up and hear, I initially thought it was a drill because it wasn't coming through our speakers in our room yet. So I thought the crew was just doing a drill at 3 o'clock in the morning, no big deal. And then, of course, then it came across the speaker saying, hey, grab your life vest, get to your muster stations as soon as possible.
So you got your money back, you got 50% off. Would you take another Royal Caribbean cruise?
We didn't get 50%. We got our money back, right, and they're extending the cost that we paid for this cruise for an additional cruise.
So it sounds like you guys...
They took care of us.
It's not a tragedy, it's an inconvenience.
It is. I mean, nobody got hurt, which is the most important thing. And that staff on that ship, we cannot...
was amazing. The staff was amazing. Could not ask for better. And they were so calm with the whole situation. It was very scary. There's probably a video of me freaking out somewhere. Everybody, the staff was very calm. We actually got sent inside because there was too much smoke at our muster station. There were 3 muster stations that got sent inside. But there were some people that had to stand outside for the 4 hours or whatever, which I felt horrible with. Sure. Lisa and Dwayne Murphy.
Dwayne Murphy.
And you're from where?
Hershey.
Hershey, Pennsylvania.
You got it.
All right.
Thanks.
Before you get away, wait.
Lisa, Dwayne.
Round two.
Now
that they...
A-1.
Sure.